And for us to come before you to worship you.
求主打开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
以致到我们好像甚至看见主你所行的神迹。
So let us to see clearly what you have loved.
希望主你对我们说的话我们会藏在心里面。
May the word you spoke to us will always be kept in our hearts.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
最近有一个中学生找我帮忙呢，申请大学的事情。
Recently there was a high school graduate asking me to help for the application to college.
那么我就先问他，你将来希望学哪一个专业呢？
So I asked him what kind of profession you would like to choose in the future.
他说呢，他最有可能主受的就是金融。Finance.
Oh, the thing she likes the best is finance.
所以最后我们找到一些大学适合他的，那么我们就在网站上面填申请表。
So we found some the colleges and help them fill our application.On the net.
申请表里面有一条问他你要主修哪一个专业。
So there was a one question, what is your choice of profession?
那么呢他无论如何都不愿填下去哦。
So he couldn't answer that question.
我就不明白我们不是刚刚已经谈了他将来希望在金融这方面去发展吗？
So didn't we talk about that you want to choose a finance?
但是呢他无论如何都不要钱不要钱。
She wasn't sure.
那么最后他离开了。
Then he left.
那么二姐就解释给我听因为呢现在这一代的人呢他不愿意做承诺。
Then Mrs. Zhu explained to me, today's people,They don't like to make commitments.
我想起其实我年轻的时候也有同学是这样子的。
I thought about it when I was young. Some of my classmates are like that.
我有些同学呢，他条件是很好的。
Some of them have very good qualifications.
我的意思就是呢，他女朋友很多的。
But she has many girlfriends.
但是呢，他我不知道为什么他一直都不愿意结婚哦。
But I don't know why he never wanted to get married.
我想他就是怕做一个终身的承诺。
I think he's afraid to make a lifetime commitment.
当耶稣呼召人做他的门徒的时候
，When Jesus called people to be his disciples,
实质上他是要我们做一个终身的承诺。
So in fact, he's asking us to make a lifetime commitment.
他要我们天天背起他的十字架去跟随他。
He wanted us to carry his cross every day to follow him.
言下之意呢，就是要把你的生命投在主耶稣的手上。
So in another word, he wants you to commit your life into the hands of him.
那这个是一个极大的一个要求啊。
This is a great requirement.
那么我们，你怎么去说服一个人把他的生命交托在主耶稣的手上呢？
So how can you convince a person?To commit his life to Jesus.
马太选了一个方法，他就是把耶稣的生平写成马太福音。
So Matthew found a way by writing down all the things Jesus did into the gospel according to Mark, Matthew.
他的方法就是用耶稣所做过的事情、讲过的话去证明耶稣的身份。
So he used what Jesus has done and what he has said to be a proof of his.
那如果你比较四卷福音书的时候，你会发觉其实马太福音呢不是顺序写下来的。
So if you look all the four gospels, Matthew was not written according chronologically.
它是一个很粗疏的一个编辑啊，它把有关的事情呢放在一起。
So he added the book by grouping all the related into different groups.
那么他的目的就是要证明耶稣的身份。
So the purpose is to prove Jesus' divinity.
马太福音一开始的时候就是讲到耶稣的家谱。
So at the very beginning, he spoke of Jesus' calling.
他的出生的家谱就是genealogy.
The family genealogy.
那这个是证明耶稣就是旧约所预言的救主。
So to prove that he was the Messiah that was prophesied.
那么马上马太就跳到30年后耶稣出来传道。Immediately
he jumped into 30 years when Jesus began his ministry.
那耶稣出来的时候呢，他就说天国近了。When
Jesus came, he said, the kingdom is near.
为什么天国近了？
Why is the kingdom near?
因为这个天国的君王已经来了。Because
the king of the kingdom is here.
那么在5章到7章呢，就是耶稣所讲的登山宝训。So
between chapter 5 and 7 is the Sermon on the Mount.
那接着是讲到天国有什么特色呢？
He talks about the characteristics of the kingdom.
比方说天国的子民呢，天国的律法是怎么解释的？
So how's the kingdom explain the law? Who are the people in the kingdom?
那到马太福音的讲完登山宝训的时候，你看七章28、29节里面，这个是当时的人的反应呢。So
in chapter 7 verse 28-29, after he finished the sermon on the mount, those were response from the people.
耶稣讲完这些话，众人就稀奇他的教训，因为他的教训。 因为他教训他们镇上有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
When Jesus had finished the saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as the teachers of the law.
那当时这些人就是非常同意耶稣所讲的话。
In other words, those people in agreement with whatever Jesus said.
但是耶稣所要的不是你的同意。But
Jesus did not just to ask for your agreement.
他要你成为他的门徒。He
wants you to be his disciple.
他要你的承诺把你自己交托给他。He
wants you to commit yourself to him.
虽然马太就继续写下去，在第8、第9章里面呢， 他把耶稣10个神迹放在这2章里面。So
Matthew continues in chapter 8 and 9, in 2 chapters to cover the 10 miracles.
那10个神迹里面你可以把它分成3组。
You can divide the 10 miracles into 3 groups.
今天呢我们要来看第一组。
We're going to look at the first group.
你会发觉呢，在这3个神迹里面呢，有一些主题呢是常常重复的。Because
some of this theme often repeat itself.
只是呢，这个作用就好像你唱歌一样，这个旋律常常重复一样。So
just like we sing the hymns, and the melody often repeat itself.
你重复的时候，你就会记得了。When
you repeat it, you will remember.
这个也是呢，马太福音答。 这条问题为什么我们要跟随耶稣？
This is the way that Matthew answered the question, why do we follow Jesus?
重复的东西就是他给我们的理由。
So the thing that repeated is the reason he gave us.
虽然我们先来看第一个神迹。
Let's look at the first one.
第一个神迹呢，是耶稣治好这个麻风病人。
So Matthew is that Jesus healed the leper.
8章第1到第2节说，耶稣下山，有许多人跟随他，有一个长大麻风的来拜他，说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。So
verse 1 to 3, when Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
那你有没有想过这个麻风病人这句话的意思？
Have you ever thought the meaning of the leper?
他讲这句话不是怀疑耶稣肯不肯呢。
So what he said is not whether Jesus is willing or not.
他是承认一个事实，就是只要耶稣愿意，他马上就可以好。
So he is confessing a fact, as long as Jesus is willing, he will be cleansed.
你要知道呢，在圣经的年代的时候，麻风病呢是一个 绝迹症 是不好的。
So you know that during the biblical time, leprosy is incurable.
在旧约里面有一个故事，就是乃曼将军呢去找以色列皇去医好他的麻风病。
So there was a story in the Old Testament, the general Naaman that from Syria who was a leper.
当他找以色列皇的时候，以色列皇见到就收到他的信的时候，他就说：“我岂是神，能使人死，使人活呢？且人仅打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风。”
So when Naaman came to Israel, went to see the king and present the letter, and the king of Israel said, as soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God?Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy?"
所以在耶稣年代的人，圣经年代的人，他们觉得，除非是神帮忙，这种病是没有办法可以医得好的。
So in the biblical time, unless God is willing to help, the leprosy cannot be cleansed.
但是你看这第一个神迹。这个麻风病人他相信耶稣有这个权柄。
But in this miracle, this leper believes that Jesus has the authority.
因为他相信耶稣就是神。
Because he believes Jesus is God.
这个其实就是马太给我们第一个答案。
So this is the first answer Matthew gives us.
为什么人要做耶稣的门徒？
Why should I be Jesus' disciple?
耶稣有权呢。
Because Jesus has authority.
因为他耶稣是我们的神呢。
Because he was our God.
从神的定义来看。
From the first definition.
当你承认比方说耶稣是你的神的时候，你就是承认他比你高了。
So when you admit Jesus is your God, that means he is higher than you.
还有呢，他是创造这个世界的。
So he participates in this world.
他拥有这个世界。
He owns the world.
所以人听他的话的时候是理所当然的。
So it's, of course people should listen to him.
因为他是神，他就有权去管理我们每一个人呢。
Because he's God, he has authority to manage us.
所以当你承认耶稣是你的神的时候，其实你就是承认你有责任去听从他。
So when you admit Jesus is your God, then you have the responsibility to follow him.
很多人其实他不相信耶稣的原因，不是因为他是一个无神论的一个人。
Many people do not believe in Jesus not because they are atheists.
其实是因为他们不愿意把自己放在耶稣底下受他管理。
So it's only...Because they are not willing to put themselves under the power of Jesus.
他不希望耶稣约束他，所以他就不相信他。
So they do not want Jesus to limit them.
但是这个麻风病人不是这样子。
But this leper is not.
他相信耶稣是神。
He believes Jesus is God.
所以他谦卑地来到耶稣面前去求他。
So he humbly becomes before Jesus.
Then
we can see the verse 3 is the reply of Jesus.
耶稣伸手摸他说我肯以洁净了吧。
Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean.
那我想呢这个麻风病人一定很惊奇。
I think this leper was very surprised.
因为一定他很久没有人碰过他。
Many, many times, a long time has anyone ever touched him.
因为麻风病人呢，在旧约律法规定呢，他必须要跟其他人隔离的。
So according to the law, the lepers has to be separated from the other people.
还有圣经讲到呢，如果他们出到外面呢，他的衣服要撕裂，要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇，汗叫说不洁净了，不洁净了。
So if they go outside, they have to wear torn clothes and let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face and cry out, unclean, unclean.
So, 因为麻风病是一个传染病
because the leprosy is contagious.
所以没有人愿意去摸一个麻风病。
Nobody would like want to touch them.
还有呢，路加福音里面呢形容这个病人是长满了大麻风。
So in the Luke, he described this person is full of leprosy.
所以一定是一个很恐怖的情形啊。
So it must be a very terrible scene.
所以我形容如果一个人生大麻风病的时候，是我们中国人说六亲不认的一个病啊。So
if you have a leprosy in Chinese, nobody will consider you as your relative.
那我小的时候呢，其实是我祖父，我叫他爷爷啊，他照顾我们长大的。
So when I was little, my grandfather raised me.
那但是直到我三四岁的时候呢，有一天我爷爷就不见了我。
So one day my grandpa disappeared.
反而有两个陌生人来到我们的家里面呢，就教我们呢怎么过一个好像健康啊这些的生活这样子。
So two strangers came to our house to teach us how to be to live a healthy life.
还有呢，我发觉呢，可能过一两年的时候呢，我爷爷会回来一次。
So I feel maybe in the year or two that my grandpa will come back.
但是他回来的时候呢，我爸爸妈妈会叫我，你一定不要进他的房间呢。
When he came back, my parents told me not to enter his room.
跟从前我小的时候完全不一样。
This was very different when I was much younger.
直到我13、14岁以后啊，有一天因为我开始去大卫的读圣经了嘛，我跟我姐姐谈起圣经里面的故事。
So until I was about 13 or 14, when I began to study the Bible, so I and my sister, we were discussing the Bible.
讲到这些长大麻风的病人，
where we discussed the leprosy.
那么我到这个时候， 我才知道原来我爷爷是长大麻风当时。
Now I realize my grandpa had a leprosy.
是我因为我姐姐比我大三岁，所以她当时她知道是什么事情，所以呢，当我长大的时候，她就到我十来岁的时候，她才告诉我这个事情。So
my sister was 3 years elder to me, so she knew, but she didn't tell me until then.
所以我知道啊，如果你是一个长大麻风的人的家人，你会不愿意跟他们结束。
So you know, so I know that people would not like to keep company with families where there is leprosy.
现在的其实医药很好很多，其实我爷爷后来就好过来，他就搬回来跟我们一起住了。
So we know that the medicine has improved. So later, my grandpa came back to live with us.
但是耶稣年代的时候不是这样子。But
the time of Jesus, it was not this way.
但是耶稣却摸他。So,
but Jesus reached out to touch him.
为什么呢？
Why?
只是耶稣不用去摸他，他也可以医好他的。But
Jesus doesn't need to touch him, can heal him.
这个其实是马太给我们第二个答案，为什么我们要跟随耶稣？
This is the second answer that Matthew gives us. Why do we want to be a disciple?
因为耶稣爱我们。
Because Jesus loves us.
耶稣不单只有权去管理我们。
Not only he has authority to over us.
他值得我们去跟随他，因为他爱我们。
He's worthy of us to follow him because he loves us.
但我长大以后呢，就明白中国人有一句话。
Then as I grow older, I realize what the Chinese had to say.
他说人情冷暖，是不是这样子讲啊？人情冷暖。
It's the warm and coldness of our emotions.
是讲到我们人与人之间的这个关系的这个。
So it's the kind of interpersonal relationships.
那我来美国的时候呢，我是念电脑的。
So I studied computer when I came to the United States.
明大的电脑呢，本科呢有六个方向 ，six tracks.
So in the computer science department, there are six tracks.
那我本来呢，希望呢是选这个 biomedical 的这个 track， 就是生物医学的这个方向。
So originally, I was trying to study the biomedical track.
那如果你要选这个方向呢，你必须要选两门的 chemical engineering， 就是化工的科。
So if you want to choose the biomedical track, you have to take two courses from mechanical engineering.
哎，这个是 chemical engineering.
Chemical engineering.
那你因为你知道明大的 chemical engineering 是最出名最出名的嘛，所以很难，也是很难的，他们的这门课。
So the University of Minnesota has one of the best chemical engineering department, so it's very hard to study.
他要求的这两门课呢，也是就是我们说比较高级的 senior class 来的。
So the two courses that's required belongs to the senior classes, which are much higher.
嗯，所以我去上第一课的第一堂呢，上第一堂的时候，发觉完全不知道他在讲什么。
When I went to the first class, I had no idea what they were talking.
好不容易做完第一个功课，
took a lot of work to finish the first lesson.
又去上第二堂了。
Then went to the second class.
觉得更难了。
It's getting even more difficult.
那么我就去找我的教授去告诉他我的困难了。
So I went to see my professor told him my difficulties.
希望他帮忙。
I hope you could help me.
我告诉他我不是你们这个专业的，我只是来受两课而已啊。
Yeah, so I'm not a major in your department. I just come attend a couple classes.
我就把我的困难解释给他听哦。
So I explained to him my difficulties.
然后他听完了。
After he listened.
基本上他就是笑一笑。
Then he laughed.
我就明白他的意思了。
Can I understand what he meant?
他的意思就是，你解决不了问题，是你的问题，你来找我干什么？
You cannot solve your problem, that's your problem. Why did you come to me?
那当时呢，我都感叹了。
So I feel that.
我觉得没有人爱我。
I think nobody loves me.
我知道呢，最爱我的人就是我妈妈。
At that time, I think the one who loves me the most is my mother.
但是我想一想，找妈妈也没用啊。
But if I go even go ask for mother, it's no help.
因为她不懂这些事情啊。
She does not understand any of this.
她帮不了我啊。
She cannot help me.
但是你知道，我们的主耶稣却不是这样。
But our Lord Jesus is not this way.
他不但只爱你，
not only he loves us.
他有这个权利，
he has the authority.
因为他就是神呢，
because he's God.
他可以帮你啊，
he can help you.
还有他愿意帮你。
I'm sorry.
他愿意帮你，
and he's willing to help you.
第二个神迹呢，是耶稣医好这个百夫长的仆人。
So the second is that Jesus healed the servant of the centurion.
那如果你是一个犹太人的时候，你马上就会了解这个故事当中的矛盾。
If you are a Jewish person, you will understand the contradictions in this story.
百夫长是罗马的一个将军。
So centurion is a general of the Romans.
虽然他地位很高，但是他不是一个犹太人，他是一个外邦人呢。
Even though he has very high position, but he's not an Israelite, he is a Gentile.
他家里面有一个仆人，他病这个瘫痪病了。
And he has a servant that's paralyzed.
路加福音讲他的这个病人病到快要死了。
And in the Luke it says he's almost dead.
So 这里讲到呢，这个百夫长没有办法把这个病人带到耶稣面前，那么他只好自己去找耶稣。
So you can see the centurion cannot bring his servant to Jesus, he can only here ask Jesus.
但是有一个问题哦。
But there's a problem.
就是犹太人是不会去外邦人的家的。
The Jews would not go to the house of Gentiles.
如果你记得《使徒行传》里面呢，彼得本来他不愿意去哥尼流的家里面，就是这个原因。
Because you know that in Acts, Peter did not want to go to the house of the Gentiles.
耶稣去。如果耶稣去，他不是犯了律法，但是他一定会面对很多犹太人的批评。
If Jesus goes to the house, he's going to face a lot of criticism.
但是耶稣在第七节里面，他就回答说
，But Jesus answered in verse 7.
他说：“我去医治他。
”He said, "I will come and heal him."
那如果你看这句话在中文跟 NIV 英文的翻译呢，是有一点不一样，你们有没有看见
？The NIV translation is different from the Chinese.
那原因呢？因为这句话本身呢，在原文里面，我这个字呢，是一个加重语气的一个讲法。
So in the original words, the I was an emphasized form.
所以可能耶稣的意思就是，好像问一个问题是，我去医治他。就变成好像 NIV 英文的翻译就是变成一条问题。
So the way that Jesus said is, I will go, and so in the Chinese translation is I will go.
所以中文呢这边中文就没有用这个翻译，它是有一种呢就是加强语气的，其实你可以简单翻就是我自己去医治他，就是。但是无论你选哪一个的解释也好啊。你感受得到耶稣当时是面对一个困难的。
You could say that I will go myself, but whatever the way you want to say it, it reflects the difficulties Jesus faced.
这个其实是马太在这里重复的一个主题。
So here, Matthew repeated.
这个重复的主题就是耶稣真的爱百夫长。
So he repeat the theme is that Jesus really loved the centurion.
虽然他面对一个困难的，耶稣当时面对一个困难，但是他其实耶稣是愿意去他的家的。
Even though he faced the problem, but Jesus is willing to go to his house.
耶稣爱你跟我。
So Jesus loves you and me.
虽然我们不是以色列人，
even though we are not the Israelites,
我们本来不应该受到认识圣经里面的神的。
We were not supposed to be the chosen people.
但是耶稣还是爱我们。
But Jesus still loves us.
百夫长明白耶稣的困难。
The centurion understands Jesus' problem.
所以他就在八章第九节里面回答说。主啊，你到我卸下，我不敢当。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。因为我在人的权下，也有病在我以上。对谁个说去，他就去；对哪个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说你做解释，他就去做。
So the centurion answered in verse 8 and 9.The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. I tell that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.
那马太在这里重复第二个教训。
So this here, Matthew repeats the second theme.
就是耶稣是有权的。
Jesus has authority.
耶稣的权柄的表现就是在他讲的话。
The proof of his authority is in the word he says.
就好像在郡里面，这些郡令一样，当他讲出来的时候，他 下面的人就会去遵守。
Just when you're in the military, if you say something, the people follow you would do it.
耶稣马太在这里提醒我们，信耶稣的真正意义是什么？
So here, Matthew reminds us, what is the meaning of believing in Jesus?
在美国里面，40%的人说他是一个信耶稣的人。
So in America, about 70% are self-confessing Christians.
但是问题是有多少人真的听耶稣的吩咐呢？
But how many people truly listen to Jesus' commands?
我们在口头上面说主啊主啊。
We may say in our mouth, Lord, Lord.
但是当我们在做决定的时候，好像我们怎么用钱呢？用实践啊，选择工作啊，选择你的婚姻啊，你有没有问过耶稣？
So, but we make active decisions whether we're choosing a job, whether we're choosing in the marriage, do we ask Jesus?
所以虽然美国有70%的人呢说自己是基督徒，
even though the 70% confess is Christians,
有人形容 美国其实大部分人呢是一个 practical atheist， 就是实质上是一个无神论的人。
So actually most of the Americans are practical atheists.
其实犹太人也有这个问题啊。
But Jews have the same problem.
他嘴里面说他是信神啊。
They say they believe in God.
但是其实他在生活上面没有去听从神啊。
But in their life, they were not obedient to God.
所以呢，耶稣在后面呢11、12节里面，他就预言了。
So Jesus, in verse 11 and 12, he starts to prophesy.
他说，将来在天国里面有很多外邦人呢。
So what you say is, in the future, in the kingdom, they're full of Gentiles.
但是十二节说，唯有本国的子民。仅被赶到外面黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
犹太人本来应该是天国的子民的。
Jews, you should be the people of the kingdom.
但是他们最后没有进去啊。
But they did not enter it.
因为根本上他只是一个嘴唇上面的信神的人，他没有真的听从神的话。
So they only believe in what they say, but didn't listen to God's commands.
第二个故事里面呢，有第三个主题呢，是前面的这个没有提到的。
There is a third theme that we have mentioned earlier.
这个就是讲到了，只要你相信，你就可以得到神的祝福。
So this means,Only through faith that you can be blessed by God.
那这个呢，你看耶稣的回答，他在第十节里面，耶稣说，耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说，我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。
So you can see this through Jesus' answer in verse 10. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those,following him, truly tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.
你知道在圣经里面，四卷福音书里面，耶稣只有两次稀奇的表现。
So, in the four Gospels, only twice recorded Jesus was surprised.
第一次就是百夫长这件事情。
So the first time is here recorded inwith the centurion.
另外一次就是马可福音6章6节里面呢。
The other time is Mark 6:6.
这是耶稣稀奇，为什么他家乡里面的人不相信他？
Jesus was amazed why his own people does not recognize him.
所以你可以说啊，你能不能让神稀奇，就看你的信心了。
So can you say that God can be amazed to know your faith?
你的信心决定你得到神的祝福或者得不到。
your faith determines whether you can get God's blessing or not.
其实这个也是我们跟随耶稣的原因了。
So this is one of the reasons we follow Jesus.
因为神只要求人的信心，没有要求其他东西了。
Because God only requires our faith, not anything else.
你不需要搞什么关系啊，你不需要说你是一个很有钱的人，你才能够进天国啊。
You don't have to use your influential relationships. You don't have to be rich to enter the kingdom.
就是你是一个非犹太人，你也可以因为相信可以进神的国。
Even you are Gentile, you can enter the kingdom.
耶稣
是谁？
耶稣就是怎样子祝福这个百夫长。
So this is how Jesus blesses the children.
十三节说：“你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全。”那时他的仆人就好了。
So verse 13.Go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment.
十一节里面也预言，将来有很多外邦人，其实就好像这个百夫长一样，因为他们的信心有权，可以来到天国里面。
So you know the prophecy in the kingdom of many many.Gentiles like the centurion, they can enter through their faith.
最后一个神迹呢是耶稣医好很多人。
So the last one is Jesus healed many.
这个事情的开始呢是耶稣去到彼得的家。
This began with when Jesus went to Peter's home.
他就发觉了他彼得的岳母呢发烧躺在病床上面。
So Peter's mother-in-law had a fever when laying down in bed.
你发觉没有人求耶稣什么的。
Nobody asked him.
耶稣是主动的去摸他的彼得的岳母，那么他就好过来。
So Jesus voluntarily touched his mother-in-law and she was healed.
那这里其实彼得的马太又是重复一个主题，就是耶稣爱我们呢。
Here Matthew repeated another theme, that is Jesus loves us.
我想每一个基督徒都有以下的同一样的经历。
So I think we all have the similar experiences.
就是你还没求神以前，神已经回答你的祷告，已经为你预备好了。
Even before you ask God, God has already prepared for you.Answered your prayer.
很多人担心信耶稣会不会是很亏本的事情呢？
So many people worry that believing in Jesus is that a tremendous burden.
你信耶稣，你不是要听耶稣的话吗？
If you follow him, believing you have to listen to him.
但是我们每一个基督徒都明白。
But we all Christians would know.
怎么可能是亏本的事情呢？
How can we pay the cost?
耶稣怎么爱我们，他的旨意一定是为了我们的好处的。
If Jesus loves us so much, his will is for our benefit.
耶稣治好彼得的岳母以后呢，他就更多的人来找他。
After Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law, many more people cameto his house.
十六节里面呢记载，无论这些人是被鬼附的，他觉得一切病人，耶稣一句话就把他们医好了。
So in verse 16, many who were demon possessed were brought to him, and just one word Jesus can heal them all.
马太告诉我们，重复一个主题，就是耶稣有权。
So,Matthew repeated the one theme, that is Jesus has authority.
当马太把以上三个神迹讲完以后呢，你可以说他就做一个结论。
So after the three miracles, Matthew made a conclusion.
这个就是十七节里面所讲的。
This is what was this read in verse 17.
也是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and he bore our diseases.
耶稣就是旧约所预言的救主。
So Jesus is the prophesied Messiah of the Old Testament.
如果你回去看以赛亚书的时候，那么这个救主是怎么担当我们的软弱跟疾病的呢？
So when you go home, you can study the Bible and study how this Messiah bore our diseases.
他的方法就是代替我们死在，代替我们死了。
So his way is to die to substitute for our death.
耶稣牺牲自己去解决人的罪的一个问题。
So Jesus sacrificed himself to solve the problem of sin for people.
因为人类所有的疾病、痛苦，包括死亡，都这个原因的根源都是因为人犯罪。
So the basic problem of the people, whether their illness and their death, they're all because of sin.
罪把人跟神分开。
So sin separates man from God.
神就不能跟人沟通呢。
So God cannot communicate with man.
神不单只不能带领人，还要去按照他的公义去审判人。
Not only God cannot talk to think with people, he has to judge them in his righteousness.
所以我们才会面对这些痛苦、疾病、死亡。
That's why we're facing the problems of death and diseases.
耶稣来，他就是要解决这个根本的问题，就是罪的问题。
So Jesus came to solve the basic problem, that's the sin.
所以一切相信他的人，他都会解决他们的罪。
So for all who believe in him, he can solve their problems of sin.
马太希望我们去相信跟随这样子的一个救主。
So Matthew wishes us to believe such a savior.
因为这个救主会解决你的罪的问题。
Because this savior can solve your problem with sin.
他证明耶稣是有权的。
And he proved that Jesus has authority.
他证明耶稣爱你。
He proved Jesus loves you.
他告诉我们，只要我们相信，你就可以得到神的祝福。
He tells us only by faith we can be his follower.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你是满有权柄的主。
Because you are full of authority.
你创造我们。
You saw us.
你
You created us.
你拥有我们。
You own us.
所以我们应该要听你的话。
So we need to listen to you.
更重要的是你爱我们。
More important that you love us.
所以我们还要跟随谁呢？
So we have to follow.
求主给我们信心去每一天去跟随你。
So may you give us the faith so every day we'll serve the Lord.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.